Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Today we're going to talk about something that you do day in and day out as a CEO, and that is making decisions. We tend to think of being decisive as being quick, being able to make a quick decision under pressure. But actually being decisive is about your ability to not only make decisions quickly, but to make them effectively. And that effective is the part that we miss when we think about our decision-making process. Because every single decision that we make in our small business has the potential to have a significant impact on ourselves, on the business, on our team, on our clients, everything is high stakes. So these decisions can't be made at a surface level. You need to have a strategic process. Each decision that you make can lead to a series of consequences. And some of these are anticipated, some of these might not be anticipated, but you need to recognize at that strategic level the interconnectedness of your business. So how a decision in one place ripples out into effects in other parts of your business. This means being able to examine a decision from all angles, consider short-term gains, long-term vision, and understand the dynamics at play. This is going to equip you to weigh options, anticipate results, and then align your decision with your business goals. It might seem extreme to you with me sitting here going, every decision could be critical, but it really could because of the nature of our small businesses. For instance, you might decide that you are going to invest heavily in a marketing campaign. You want to grow your business and you're going to put a ton of money into that marketing campaign. But the flip side of that is that can put your cash flow under stress. And so if something else comes down the pipeline that you weren't expecting, you may find yourself in trouble. And it doesn't always have to be about financial. Decisions that you make about, let's say, an operational change can have a significant impact on company culture, on the morale of your team, on retention. So we as small business owners, when we go into a decision, have to remember that we are essentially Spider-Man. With great power comes great responsibility. And I know I'm chuckling here, but actually if that makes you remember every time you make a decision, that it could have significant consequences and knock-on impacts, I'm okay with that. Bring on the spidey senses. Understanding the gravity of each decision will help you to approach it with the due diligence that it requires. And that's what's going to ensure that each decision that you make is moving you in the right direction towards that goal, rather than creating an unforeseen consequence that's going to somehow hold you back. So let's take a look at your current decision-making process. We spend a lot of time making decisions, but we don't necessarily spend a lot of time thinking about how we make them and creating a process for that, just like we do for everything else in our business. So right off the bat, how do you approach a major business decision? You might be on the gut feeling end of the spectrum. You might be on the data is the only way I make a decision. Show me all the data, show me all the analytics. But likely as a small business owner, it's a mix, because you don't always have all the data that you need, and sometimes you have to rely on your gut. So let's break it down. Map out those steps that you actually take from the moment you have a decision on the horizon to when you take action. What's so key about this is when you think about delegating to your team and you want them to act like you would in a situation, you being able to break down how you make decisions is what's going to allow you to delegate those decisions to them. So if you want to spend more time out of your business and rely on your team more heavily, they have to be able to understand this. And in order for them to be able to understand it, you need to be able to break it down for them. So start by mapping out the steps that you would take to make a decision. And the easiest way to do this is to pay attention to a decision that crops up today, because you'll definitely have to make one, and think about, okay, I've discovered I need to make a decision. What am I doing before I actually decide and take action? And this can look like, do you consult with your team? Are you a list of pros and cons kind of person? Do you have a systematic evaluation that you do? Once you've mapped out the process, you're now looking at, okay, what's really working? Where do I have some gaps? Maybe you're really, really good at gathering all the data you could possibly need. But then by the time you've gathered all of that data, you've run out of steam. So you just rush the evaluation so that you can be done with it. Or maybe you're really, really good at brainstorming with your team. They're super effective. But then you get stuck in analysis paralysis with all the potential options of what you could do. Where you see a strength you want that to become part of the process. Where you see a challenge or a gap, you want to be really honest with yourself and figure out how to address that now. And remember, like every process in your business, it's going to develop over time. And one of the keys to being able to do that is to be able to evaluate your decision making. And that's going to allow you to start to measure the effectiveness. So for each decision that you make, you want to be able to say, what was the outcome that I expected from this decision? How would I know that it's the right decision? What's the metric? And then you need to evaluate that decision against the metric. So just like everything else in your business gets evaluated, so does your decision making. And what this is going to do is give you the feedback that you need to potentially adjust your process, to make it stronger, to make it not just quicker, but more effective.